using math to clown around. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. When mathematician Ronald Graham of the University of California at San Diego gives a lecture, it feels like a three-ring circus. Not because it's confusing, but because Graham juggles as he talks. He first learned the skill in college nearly 50 years ago. Now he uses math to analyze juggling tricks.
Mathematics is often called the science of patterns, and juggling you could think of as the art of controlling patterns in time and space.
He and his colleagues have found there can be thousands of juggling patterns possible for a given number of balls and throws. And Graham says the tools developed for this analysis could apply to arenas beyond the big top.
When you look geometrically at how these juggling patterns kind of weave in and out, it looks very much like braids. And braids are very close to knots. And knot theory now is having a big resurgence of activity.
Scientists use knot theory to explain everything from how DNA coils up into a chromosome to superstrings, a theory that ties together the physical laws of the universe. So juggling might prove to be more than just a fun pastime, but a way to do serious science as well. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.